Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, March 24th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Ministry will continue in Kosovo despite flashpoint tensions. God opens doors for outreach during Haiti's uprising, and knees are needed for ministry in India. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, the outbreak of violence in Kosovo stands as a poignant reminder of the unfinished business in Southeast Europe. European Union foreign ministers are urging the diffusion of tensions while UN peacekeepers enforce an uneasy peace in Kosovo's capital. It's a tinderbox situation between the Serbs and Albanians, so says World Bible Translation Center's Roger Massey.
It doesn't take much to get it to boil over, and I don't expect in my lifetime to see it end, kind of like what's going on between the Palestinians and the Jews in Israel. It's the same nature of struggle.
The Translation Center made copies of its Serbian New Testament available to churches and ministries in Serbia, Montenegro, and Bosnia. As for continued distribution, Massey says,
we find that people still move about from place to place, and people that are involved in spreading the word tend to dig in and wait it out. There will be a pause, it's only a pause, and then life goes on, and the kingdom life keeps building.
Meanwhile, sporadic clashes continue to break out between rebels and police in Haiti. The bulk of the violence is settled while the island nation's ousted president seeks asylum. Men for Mission's Dick McLeish says the uprising forced many radio stations off the air. However,
Radio 4VEH was able to stay on the air the whole time, and we have gotten some very powerful testimonies from Haitians who said what a beacon of hope listening to Radio 4VH and knowing that it was still on the air and be able to hear the powerful message of Jesus Christ and the gospel that was carrying forward.
McLeish says the unrest forced them to postpone short-term mission trips into the area. However, word from the missionaries on the ground in Haiti is that by April, it should be safe.
So we are starting to contact those folks again, and the teams that we had scheduled for middle of April on through the rest of the year will be sending them in.
Men for Missions is the layman's voice of OMS International. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's being called one of the most significant gatherings of evangelical Baptist church leaders from the 15 former Soviet nations. The Slavic Gospel Association helped facilitate the conference. The focus was on encouragement, fellowship, training, and reports from each nation. SGA's Tom McAdams says some reports were good, others not so good.
From some of the leaders of the churches, we heard that there's limits on evangelism in public, requirements for churches to be a certain size to register, requirements that they have buildings in order to be registered. In some of the former Soviet nations that are predominantly Islamic, some are facing outright threats and persecution.
McAdam says the conference also highlighted the release of the John MacArthur Study Bible in Russian.
It will be, for many, the first translation that they've had of a study Bible, and I believe it's the first study Bible for the Old Testament that any of them have ever received.
Next, we have an update about a seeming act of random violence against IN Network in Bangladesh. IN Network's Rodi Rodehever says their team members now believe it was a carefully planned robbery. Missionary Daniel Sarkar was critically wounded in that attack, and the robbers made off with nearly $3,000. Sarkar is making a good recovery, but IN Network's programs in Bangladesh are in jeopardy as a result of the robbery. Please pray for God's provision. And finally, Christians are being asked to pray for the health of missionary pastors in India. HBI Global Partners Bobby Gupta reports that two of their pastors died recently as a result of diabetes. Pastor P. David Raju had planted 4 churches in 3 years and was working in the high-caste Brahmin community. Raju died February 9th. Pastor Mogarala Sudhakar, who died March 19th, planted 10 churches in 8 years and was working with the Telugu. Pray that God will protect each of the 512 missionaries working in 17 states. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.